This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Oshadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure the availability of quality medicines at railway stations for the passengers at affordable prices. Union Minister for Fisheries, Admiral Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Randan Ranjan Singh, reviewed various central government schemes in Arunachal Pradesh and Itanagar today. Later addressing reporters, Singh said that the fish production in the country has increased significantly in the last 10 years. He said in 2014, the total fish production was 96 lakh tons and today it's 176 lakh tons. He added that of these 176 lakh tons, 132 lakh tons are the contribution by the inland fishing. He said that Arunachal Pradesh has a lot of potential in the fishery sector. He said, if all the water bodies in the state are developed, it can create immense possibilities in this sector. He added that with this, Arunachal Pradesh can become self-sufficient in fish production and also export to other states. The minister said that government's vision is to make the northeastern states developed and self-sufficient. He said, in order to achieve this goal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has instructed all the ministries to pay special attention and visit the region to understand issues and solve them as soon as possible. The sixth edition of Arunachal Literature Festival began in Itanagar today. The three-day event was inaugurated by Governor K.T. Parnaik in presence of Home Minister Mama Nathung, IPR Minister Nyato Dukam and a host of literary figures and enthusiasts at the DK Convention Center. Addressing the gathering, the governor said that literature festivals create a powerful positive effect by fostering cultural exchange, encouraging creativity and promoting love for reading and writing. He said it creates a more literate, empathetic and connected society. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings to all the children of the state on the occasion of Children's Day tomorrow, which commemorates the birth anniversary of the first Prime Minister of India, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. The governor expressed hope that the celebration will promote the welfare and rights of children in the state. To secure a better tomorrow for the state and the nation, let's give our children the best of today, the governor appealed in his message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today reviewed the proposed construction of a dedicated State Disaster Management Authority SDMA secretariat in Itanagar. In a social media post, the CM said the proposal represents a pivotal step in strengthening Arunachal Pradesh's disaster preparedness and response capabilities. Establishing a centralized, well-equipped hub will enhance coordination, provide real-time data analysis, and ensure rapid response to natural and man-made disasters. Such infrastructure is essential for safeguarding our communities and addressing the unique challenges of our region, from earthquakes and landslides to flash floods and forest fires, Khandu said. Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin highlighted the state's progress in the power sector during a ministers' conference of states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Representing Arunachal Pradesh, Min highlighted the state's progress in the energy sector, including the improved financial health of DISCOMs, the reduction in AT&C losses, and significant developments in smart metering under the revamped distribution sector scheme. He underscored the state's immense hydropower potential at 58,000 megawatt, with major projects like Subansiri 2,000 megawatt and Dibang 2,880 megawatt driving growth. The deputy CM sought central assistance for transmission upgrades, pumped storage projects, and Arunachal's inclusion in the green energy corridor to meet India's renewable energy target of 500 gigawatt by 2030. Minister for Education P.D. Sona chaired a pivotal follow-up meeting of the Chintan Shivir Kam Education Conclave for Kamla District today. The meeting was attended by key officials, including advisor to the Minister of Education, Muchumithi, MLA Tawang Namge Chiring, DC, SP, ZPC, and others. In a social media post, Minister P.D. Sona emphasized the importance of these follow-up meetings in gathering feedback from stakeholders to enhance the education system across the state. He noted that the insights gained from such district-level meetings would be incorporated into the development of new policies aimed at improving the quality of education in government schools. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.
Thank you.